This is Sports on KIOW. Hello, everyone. I'm Josiah Cleveland. The Minnesota Twins have acquired former All-Star relief pitcher Jeff Hoffman in cash from the Toronto Blue Jays for a package including prospects Desaun Hill, John Klein, and Demuri Pena, as well as international bonus pool space. According to a source, the Twins will pay the entirety of the approximately $3.25 million owed to Hoffman for the remainder of this season and will receive $3.75 million from Toronto towards his 2027 salary. The acquisition of Hoffman completes the rebuild of a Twins bullpen that has added multiple pieces since the beginning of July and undergone a complete overhaul since the beginning of the season. The pre-deadline upgrades started with another pickup from the Blue Jays, right-hander Tommy Nance. Minnesota also added veteran lefty A.J. Minter from the Mets earlier this week, as well as starting pitcher Dean Kremer from Baltimore. Hoffman, 33, closed for Toronto last year, racking up 33 saves, and has 50 saves in his big league career. He has 75 strikeouts in 48 innings this season, giving the Twins' relief core a piece it simply did not have before. The Boston Red Sox and Philadelphia Phillies took big swings Monday ahead of baseball's trade deadline, with the Red Sox adding three-time All-Star catcher Adley Rutschman a few hours after the Phillies picked up three-time batting champion Luis Arraez. The pair of aggressive moves highlighted a hectic day of swaps, featuring dozens of deals in the hours leading up to Monday's 5 p.m. deadline. Among Monday's other fireworks, the Houston Astros added veteran outfielder Dalton Varsho from Toronto in exchange for right-hander Spencer Arrighetti, and the Chicago Cubs got pitcher Clay Holmes from the New York Mets. Mauricio Pochettino is staying with the United States soccer team, agreeing to a four-year contract to coach the Americans through the 2030 World Cup. The 54-year-old Pochettino took over the national team in October 2024. He led the U.S. to the round of 16 at this year's World Cup, where the tournament co-hosts were eliminated in a 4-1 loss to Belgium. He still helped the seeded U.S. team to a pair of firsts in the expanded 48-nation tournament, clinching advancement from the group stage with a game to spare and winning three games in a single World Cup. That's sports on KIOW. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Josiah Cleveland.